Georgia is second to last in the country in transportation spending per capita. That means the state has to depend more on federal dollars to build and maintain the state's roads and bridges. Transportation Committee Chair Jay Roberts wants to boost the amount the state spends on transportation. He says the more projects funded without federal help, the better.
They just add cost to it as well as 2 to 3 times longer. So it's not trying to get away from it. It's just we want to take control of our own destiny and have that dollar go a lot further than it will if you have a federal dollar tied to it.
When federal funds are involved, projects must comply with laws like the National Environmental Policy Act. NEPA, as it's known, requires a full assessment of the project's impact on the surrounding environment. Michael Sullivan, however, says Georgia has similar requirements already in place, and there's a lot of overlap. He represents the American Council of Engineering Companies of Georgia and wants the state to be less reliant on federal money.
You have an alphabet soup of federal agencies that get brought in, and you've got a tremendous amount of bureaucracy. And the result is a road that's not really in any fundamental way different than it would have been had it only been through the state process.
But environmentalists like the Sierra Club's Colleen Kiernan don't see it that way. She says it's better to have an exhaustive process before a road is built than find out later there's a problem.
NEPA isn't in and of itself isn't a federal regulation. It helps you identify all of the federal regulations at the beginning so you can make sure you're not going to have problems down the road.
Regardless of what happens in Georgia, federal funding is in short supply. The federal fund to pay for roads and bridges is on the brink of insolvency. Since 2005, Congress has approved a series of temporary fixes, the latest of which expires in May. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.